Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rodgers surrounded by Bosa, and the ball comes out, and Benford has it, and the Bills have a scoop and score to start the second half. And Rodgers is hurt.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Jim Nance and Tony Romo with the call yesterday on CBS. Brutal, brutal game and second half for the Steelers. They lose to the Bills 26-7. And it's over for Mike Tomlin, the Steelers head coach, if they don't make the playoffs. And I caught Adam Schefter saying earlier today on ESPN that the Steelers are not going to fire Mike Tomlin. Like, does he have, like, pictures of the Rooney family or something? At what point can we just say, like, thanks for the memories. Like, you won a Super Bowl. You're an all-time legend. You're going to get another job somewhere else and send him on his way and start rebuilding. Why can't that happen? Oh, Einstein, pretty smart guy, right? We all kind of agree. None of us knew him. Been dead a long time. We all kind of agree. Hey, Einstein's really smart. Insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Your Pittsburgh Steelers. It's not just the defense. How about the quarterback choices? And just saying, I don't want to turn this into like a Mike Tomlin lucked into Ben Roethlisberger thing, although maybe that's possible. Since Ben Roethlisberger retired, Kenny Pickett, and we'll leave off like the Mason Rudolphs of the world. These are quarterbacks that the Steelers wanted to start. Like, their intention was to start this guy. Like, Mitchell Trubisky doesn't count. He started games. He was not supposed to be the starting quarterback. Quarterbacks that the Steelers have chosen to start since Ben Roethlisberger hung him up. Kenny Pickett. I can't even say his name without laughing. Justin Fields. Russell Wilson. And now, Aaron Rodgers. Get to A-Rod in a moment. Mike Tomlin was asked in the postgame yesterday, "What do you feel like you have the answers in the building?" Yes. Of course. I mean, what's he supposed to say? Like, no? Like, fire me now? Well, how can you be so sure? His response, keep watching. I gotta be honest, Mike. I don't believe you. I'm going to keep watching because I'm addicted to football and I love it, but I don't believe you. I don't think you've got the answers. And just on Aaron Rodgers, you know the audience. I love Aaron Rodgers. I can't help myself. And I know like everyone hates him, and not everybody, but a lot of people hate him. And I never try and change anyone's minds. Maybe you hate his politics, hate his takes on vaccines. I'm just interested in the football part of this, and I find him entertaining as a football player and as a personality. So when he gets up there in the post-game press conference, and he's basically asked, like, how things can get better, and he talks about pass catchers not showing up to meetings and to practices that he's trying to hold, take a listen to this from Aaron Rodgers post-game yesterday.
When there's film sessions, everybody shows up, and when I check through a route, you do the right route, you know? Like, John and I just weren't on the same page. I checked his inbreaker, and he ran out.
Jonnu Smith. Man, getting crushed. Jonnu Smith getting destroyed by Aaron Rodgers there. Mentioned by name. I thought it was going to be like Roman Wilson, like young receiver. Rodgers loves picking on young receivers. You basically rookie receiver, second-year receiver, get right in the doghouse. Devontae Adams, it took years for him to get out of Aaron Rodgers' doghouse. People forget. Jonnu Smith. Man. A check to a play, he doesn't run the right one. Remember a couple weeks ago, we were talking about DK Metcalf and Rodgers does the head motion and like Metcalf doesn't know the route he's supposed to run? I'll say this about Aaron Rodgers. Is he washed? Probably yes. And this is me saying it. I love him. He's probably washed. But do you think he's lying about that? That the receivers aren't showing up to the film sessions and they don't know. Like if your quarterback is Aaron Rodgers, you better be all in. Like he makes that check, you got to know what, you got to know it. This is his game. And if that's true, again, isn't this a coaching thing? Just like, get out of my face, Steelers. And I'm aggravated by this because I bet them to make the playoffs. And they started 4-1 and it was all good just 6 weeks ago. And since then, it's gone to bleep and I'm done with it. And they're going to lose to the Baltimore Ravens on Sunday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
And let's talk about the Ravens as we will circle our way back now to Thanksgiving. We'll get to all the big stories from the NFL this weekend. As the Cincinnati Bengals beat the stuffing on Thanksgiving, see what I did there? Out of Baltimore, 32-14 in Joe Burrow's return. Now, I bet the Bengals in the game. It was my one side winner on Thanksgiving. Unfortunately, like the Chiefs were my big bet. Unfortunately, it's just, I'm addicted to losing money on the Kansas City Chiefs this season. Had the Lions for a little, had the Bengals for a little, so I'm happy that the Bengals ended up winning and at least covering the spread. So I bet Cincinnati. And I can acknowledge, and I hope you can as well, our listeners and viewers, even if you're a diehard Bengals fan, that the final score is not indicative of the game that this actually was. Like, the Ravens were not 18 points worse than the Bengals in this game, which was the final margin of victory for Cincinnati. Baltimore outgained the Bengals on a yards-per-play basis. They turned the ball over 5 times. And when you lose the turnover battle by 4, and the quarterback on the other side is Joe Burrow, like, you are going to lose. And that's just it. You're going to lose. This is going to sound like a crazy comment from me, especially given what I said heading into the game. And in case you forgot, I don't know, like, you know, it's a long, long holiday weekend. The reason why I liked the Bengals on Thursday night had nothing to do with Joe Burrow coming back. Nothing. And everything to do with how poorly Lamar Jackson has been playing, and how poorly the Ravens' offense has looked. And I don't trust Baltimore to cover a big number. And that the Ravens are doing their version of George Orwell's 1984. Reject the evidence of your eyes and ears. You watch the games. You can see that Lamar Jackson's not healthy, but we're going to tell you he is. Sorry, he's not. So bet the Bengals on Thanksgiving night. And, of course, I watched the game, and I won some money on it, and I was very happy about that. And Lamar did not play well in the game. I thought he looked pretty healthy. I'm being honest. I thought he moved pretty well. It didn't look to me like he was physically hampered the way that he's been in weeks past, certainly the way he looked against the Cleveland Browns. This is like, if you've ever had, this is really like girls to guys, right? I had a female friend who had a crush on this guy who smoked cigarettes. And she would always say to me, I like this guy, but I wish he would stop smoking cigarettes. Like, why does he have to smoke so many cigarettes? And then he stopped smoking cigarettes, and they went out, and she hated him. Like, it was bad no matter what. This is Lamar Jackson. He's healthy, but he's bad. He was just, there's no excuse to be made health-wise. He was just bad on Thanksgiving night. That's it. He was bad. But he looked healthy to me. And if that's true, I think Lamar can only get better moving forward. Because while Lamar, like Josh Allen, like Patrick Mahomes, like Joe Burrow, like any of the great quarterbacks, they're capable of having a stinker here or there over the course of a long season. Any quarterback, Tom Brady was capable of it. Peyton Manning was. Drew Brees was. Dan Marino was, etc. But if Lamar is healthy, he's going to start playing better. And that takes us to this Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers, who make no defensive adjustments, and my sense is that the Ravens are going to lay it on them. I have to decide if I want to lay the 5.5 with Baltimore, but I do think the Ravens are going to win. And just on the Cincinnati Bengals, because I mean this sincerely, with the way that game went, and the way the Steelers looked yesterday on Sunday, since he's two games back, I think there's a world where you could talk yourself into the Bengals winning the division. Forget about winning out. They could lose another game and maybe win the division at 8-9. It's not crazy to think that could happen with the way the Steelers are looking and the way the Ravens looked on Thanksgiving night against Cincinnati. I personally can't get there with the Bengals' optimism. I mean, the defense is still a train wreck. While acknowledging that, like, no one's ever going to say that Joe Burrow's not awesome, like he is, like he's great. But when they travel to Buffalo to play the Bills this weekend, Trey Hendrickson's, like, already doubtful for the game, and he's probably not going to play. Like, the Bengals can win. They're just going to have to win, like, 38-35. It's not impossible. It could happen. Would you bet on it? I wouldn't. And that doesn't mean that I have the right answer and that the Bills will definitely win, but I will just default to what I said at the start of the year. Before Joe Burrow even got hurt, before a game was played, I don't like the Bengals even if Joe Burrow's playing, because I think the defense is absolute trash. And I understand they held the Ravens to 14 points. The Ravens turned it over 5 times in the game. And maybe that just keeps happening. I doubt it. So I'm not buying Cincinnati, but I'm also not here to tell anyone, if you want to take Cincy on a huge price to do something crazy, that it can happen. With the way Baltimore and Pittsburgh look, you can make that case. I personally just don't want to make it. You better you bet on this magnificent football Monday. Let's go from the AFC North to the AFC South. This division was over, done, finito, like 3 weeks ago. Fait accompli, Indianapolis Colts win the division. And we're talking on this show, and it's not just this show, lots of other shows too, TV, radio, podcast, written content, whatever. Are the Colts a legitimate Super Bowl contender? How about now? The Houston Texans go into Indianapolis and beat the Colts 20-16. Honestly, Shout out to me. I had the Texans and the under. Pretty awesome. And honestly, shout out to Femi, who bet the Texans 16-1 to win the AFC South prior to the Thursday night game against Buffalo. A bet that has aged like a classic Italian red wine. I don't know anything about wine. Sometimes I'll be in conversation with people and I'll say something about wine, make myself sound smart, and I'm hoping against hope that they don't know anything to know that I'm faking it. This Bordeaux from France has been aged since 1937. And let me tell you something about these grapes that they use in the special region of Nice in France. I don't know what I'm talking about. I have no idea. But that bet has aged magnificently, like a great bottle of wine by our friend Femi Abebefe. Because the Texans have now won 4 straight games, 3 of them by Davis Mills and then C.J. Stroud, who, I'll tell you, in the early part of that game yesterday, Texans-Colts, C.J. Stroud is tap dancing like Michael Flatley from Riverdance. Looked uncomfortable in the pocket, was overshooting all his receivers. Thought he settled down pretty nicely in the second half. And the Texans are like the bizarro Dallas Cowboys. Funny that they play in the same state. They're like the bizarro Cowboys, where we've been saying all season about Dallas, can the defense just be like average? Just average on defense. And the Cowboys can be really good. But the Texans, can the offense just be average? And if the offense is average, and you put it with this defense that I think is the best in the league, I'm ready to say it. Number one defense in the NFL, the Houston Texans, then this team's cooking with gas. Houston is 7-5. The Colts have lost 2 straight, 8-4. The quarterback has a hairline fracture in his leg and can't move laterally. And don't look now. The Jacksonville Jaguars are 8-4 after dominating the Titans yesterday in Tennessee. And the Jaguars are the team with the easiest schedule in the division coming down the stretch. Home Indy this weekend, home Jets, at Denver, not a gimme, of course, we'll get to the Broncos, at the Colts, home Tennessee. Of the 3 teams, it's the easiest schedule. Doesn't it feel like Jaguars Colts, and I'm not trying to minimize Houston, they're just playing the Chiefs on Sunday, and you know I'm going to like the Chiefs to win that game, which is just, I can't help myself. It feels like this might be like a divisional championship game on Sunday in Jacksonville between the Jags and the Colts. On the other side, I'm going to tell you which AFC South team is in the most trouble to make the playoffs, and then we'll get to Kansas City and Dallas from Thanksgiving and spin that son of a bitch forward.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.